Good morning and welcome to the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick, your host, and joining us live on the air this morning is Dan Leslie from the Metal Arc Music Festival. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Rick. How you doing?
I'm doing great. It's great to have you here. And man, I'm looking forward to this weekend.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're just putting the finishing touches on everything just as we speak.
Yeah, you've been working really hard since last year. This is a year-long project for you.
Yeah, and we've got a great team that we've assembled this year, and they're really pulling out all the stops to get us over the finish line for this weekend.
Mm. And ticket sales are moving right along. There's still some tickets available, and you can get tickets single day or for the full weekend. And we'll talk about Friday's event in a little bit. But Saturday and Sunday are the main musical intense days. And what a lineup you put together. Did you yourself handpick this? Is this curated by Dan Leslie?
Well, I, of course, have input from a lot of trusted folks. But, you know, it's... It is also sort of dependent on the vagaries of scheduling. So, you know, some artists are only able to play Saturday or Sunday. So, you know, you try to curate it the best you can. Mm. But yeah, this is from sort of me and our team.
Well, you did a great job. And last year, I must say, speaking from a personal note, it was one of my favorite events of 2023. When folks say, Rick, I know you go to a lot of concerts. What was your favorite concert you saw? And I have to tell you, the Metal Arc Music Festival was one of my favorite. And the other one was the Catbird Music Festival. And that was at Bethel Woods. But that was
a different
beast altogether. But both of those, to me, were equally satisfying in that the music was so strong and the vibe was so strong. I had such a wonderful time last year, Dan.
I appreciate that, Rick, and certainly it was helped by your being there as our MC host, which we're very happy to have you back this year. And
I'm super excited. It was a pleasure. There were times, little behind the scene notes, where Dan and I were looking at our phones intensely, watching the radar, and
oh boy,
amazed.
A little touch and go there.
Yeah.
For a minute.
Amazed that the storm we were looking at as being very threatening kind of skirted around the Stone Ridge Orchard.
It certainly gave us a little bit of, agita, and it also gave us a nice view of the storm off in the distance.
It did at that. Just remember, like, what are we going to do with the people, Dan?
Oh, we got that all covered. Don't you worry.
It was fun though, and that wasn't really the fun part, but that was the scary part. Right, but the fun part was all the music. And at one moment, Chris Smither was on the stage, and Casey and Clayton rolled up, and I was there at the time when they came up and they pulled up in their van. And they got out, and the crew started talking to them about production and where's your equipment and let's get it over here and let's put you up on the stage. Right. Let's do this. Let's get this in the back. And they were like, we just got here. And Chris Smither is playing. Can we talk about this when he's done?
They had literally just driven in from Canada, by the way, because of some flight issues. They had to rent a car at the last minute. And they were awestruck to see Chris Smither. It was really cool to see artists connect with each other.
It was. And that was like the whole event was really cool. I personally have pictures and memories of the Bindlestiff Jugglers and Chris Smither backstage. The Jugglers were working on their next routine and Chris was warming up. Next thing you know, they're in awe of Chris Smithers and Chris was going, so how do you juggle?
That's right.
Next thing you know, he picked up those champagne bottle sticks and was flipping them around. It was quite a sight to see.
It was indeed. And I remember Chris also managed to catch Ryan Lee Crosby's set, actually, who's performing again this year. And I'm not sure that Chris knew Ryan's work that well. And he was himself, I think, a little awestruck by Ryan's fingerpicking and blues guitar.
We spoke yesterday, Ryan Lee Crosby, and he plays with Grant Smith, who plays the...
The calabash.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And what a cool instrument and what an amazing sound this thing makes. Mm-hmm. And he was telling us that he puts rings on his fingers to get different sounds out of different parts of the gourd. It's quite a sight to see. And Ryan is phenomenal. So also on the lineup this year, you've chosen some really cool music. Slaughter Beach Dog?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. This is kind of as we did last year, we wanted to mix it up between sort of roots Americana music and indie rock music and sort of experimental, you know, music. And Slaughter Beach Dog is fun because I really didn't know much about them until a few months ago. Mm-hmm. And we were sort of researching who would be potentially a good fit. And I have to say that every time I speak to somebody under 30, they're obsessed with Slaughter Beach Dog.
It's kind of funny. They
have their demo, you know, but they definitely, I think, integrate pretty well with the lineup.
Yeah, and Blonde Redhead will be following Slaughter Beach Dog on Sunday. And another really cool band.
Yeah, Blonde Redhead, founded in New York City in the 80s. They've been around the block. They just performed, I think, a few weeks ago at the Primavera Festival in Europe. They're just coming off of a European tour. We're very lucky to have them. And this is a venue that is a lot smaller and more intimate than the ones they typically perform at.
Yeah. Last year, a surprise and amazing set was from Devotchka. And they were just phenomenal. They had someone from Calexico playing with them as well.
That's right, Sergio Mendoza, yeah, the guitarist from Calexico. And, you know, the sound just sort of fills this apple orchard, the rolling hills of 115 acres of apple trees. So it's a pretty special venue.
It's really cool. Daddy Longlegs is going to be there. And they are a really cool band. They, it's hard to describe what they do. Really, it's roots rock, but it's punk, it's powerful, it's
a little rockabilly
retro,
in there.
Yeah,
yeah. And you know, Howlin' Herd, who's the lead singer, is also, I think, the official sort of one of the official folks from Hohner Harmonica.
Yeah.
And he is himself a world-class harmonica player. So if you're into blues or blues rock or, you know, sort of harp playing at all, not to be missed for sure.
Now, Jeffrey Lewis, he was there at the inaugural.
He was indeed.
Metal Arc Festival. Tell me about Jeffrey. I'm not familiar with him.
Jeffrey Lewis is a very special singer-songwriter who came up in the 90s, late 90s and 2000s in the East Village where he was born, actually. Mm. He's about my age, I think, maybe a little older. He sort of got started in what was what became known as the anti-folk scene. So this is the Moldy Peaches. This is Regina Spektor came out of that group and a few others. And so, you know, they would play at the Sidewalk Cafe over on Avenue A. And they had Jeffrey himself is a very talented, very quirky singer-songwriter. His lyrics are very intelligent and kind of insightful. He's also himself a cartoonist and illustrator, very accomplished illustrator. He has a series of comic books that he's put out. And his band has evolved over the years. He's now Jeffrey Lewis and The Voltage. And they're just coming off of a tour in the UK, actually. They land, I think they might land even tomorrow or the next day. So hopefully they're not too jet-lagged before they're set.
Wow. And that is happening on Sunday. On Saturday, there's a couple of cool bands that are going to open up the event. And Nicolette and the Nobodies are kicking off at about 12:40. And following them is Kid Bess and the Magic Ring, and they're from upstate New York, and they play some cool psychedelic music with cello, and it's cool.
Yeah, in fact, they have some local connections, too. They performed at Bard College, and they also performed at one of my favorite spots in Tivoli, the Siminsky Insky. They've done a couple of shows there. And so they've got some deep roots in the area.
Cool. And Lulu Lewis, I'm not familiar with.
Lulu Lewis is, you know, also founded, you know, a number of years ago in New York. Sort of the leads are Dylan and Pablo. Dylan, lead singer, and she and her partner Pablo, who plays lead guitar, who was once, I believe, in the Tom Tom Club. They have a sound you might describe as sort of electronic rock verging on kraut rock, maybe a little. They have some really interesting rhythm, and they have some other sort of electronic accoutrement that they bring to the stage.
Okay.
They have a terrific keyboard player, Sammy, and one of my dear friends, Bill, is their bassist.
Oh, cool.
Who also has roots in the area. And so Lulu Lewis is one of the bands that's performed also at a couple of our preview shows. We had one in Brooklyn, and we had one just recently at Levon Helm Studios, where we had Lulu Lewis, Ryan Lee Crosby, and Fruit Bats perform a few weeks ago.
And of course, Ryan Lee Crosby is playing. We spoke to him yesterday, and the special guest that has been waiting to be announced and was just recently announced is
Larry Campbell and Teresa Williams.
And we are super excited that they're going to be there. And we're so happy that Teresa is going to be making it, and it's going to be a great time. And do you have anything that you want to add about that? Are they playing a full band or a duo?
They're playing a full band. Actually, I believe that's the case. Don't hold me to that. Okay. I haven't seen some of the production notes, but they're going to be bringing everything that they've got for sure. And they're going to be leading into Deer Tick. Mm. And then Fruit Bats is our headliner, going on around 8 p.m. on Saturday.
Wow. And what a lineup. What an amazing weekend. And it all kicks off on Friday with Metalark in the Round. And this is a special separate ticketed event. It's a kind of speakeasy, mellow kind of vibe. Last year, unfortunately, it was pouring. And
that's
everyone
right.
Crammed into a little room and, man, had a great time. And one of the artists last year was Lizzie Noh, who played and lit people up in the room. So I've been told.
That's right. Yeah, Lizzie Noh is really special. This year, it's a in the round format. So we have four singer-songwriters, including Ella Ray Condrat, who actually is a local out of Kingston, is also performing at the O Positive Festival, who's also a partner of ours, by the way.
Oh, cool.
Jayla Kai, who I believe is from the Catskill area. Jolie Holland, who performed last year as a touring artist. She plays all over. And Miriam El-Hajli, who's from New York City. This Friday night program is being presented by Keepsake House, which are some friends of ours, a music collective out of New York, who do these sort of theme-based shows, and they do in the round shows. They're going to be facilitating sort of a conversation with these artists along with the music.
That's very cool. And now the whole event, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the Metalark Music Festival benefits farmers.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that, Dan.
Yeah. So we, first of all, we're hosting it on a farm. As I mentioned earlier, 115 acre working, 200 year working farm, apple orchard over in Stone Ridge Orchard. The crop is actually pretty good this year. You'll see the trees are pretty full. They're making cider on premises and pouring that cider at the bars that we have. The organizations we're benefiting this year include FarmAid and the Rondout Valley Growers Association, the RVGA. FarmAid is going to have some folks at our event. They're going to be saying some words. And FarmAid, if you don't know, is happening the next weekend in Saratoga at SPAC. And of course, Willie Nelson and Neil Young and the whole crew, Margo Price, John Mellencamp, Dave Matthews, they're all going to be performing along with some other artists up in Saratoga. We're going to be doing a raffle of two pairs of FarmAid tickets at Meadowlark that they are generously contributing here so that we can, raise some money for them. And we're actually also going to be raising money from a raffle for RVGA. And this is a guitar that is going to be raffled off from the brand called Zagar. They're sort of a artisanal guitar maker. It's a very high-end instrument. We're going to have it on display. So those will be available at the merch tent to participate in.
Ah, that is super cool. And what, you buy a raffle ticket for that? How does that work?
Yeah, we'll have raffle tickets for sale for each of those. And then we're also contributing a portion of the ticket sales to those organizations. So, we're going to have them there. They're going to be able to kind of get their message out and also help them financially.
So the doors open at 11:30 a.m. on both Saturday and Sunday. The music starts about 12:30, let's say. So you're there on time. And that should be good. So we're really looking forward to the event. And there are a couple of tiers of ticketing that you can get: single day, you can come for the weekend. You could also get VIP tickets. And we're going to be giving away VIP tickets Thursday afternoon. MK is giving away a pair. And Friday morning, I'm going to be giving away a pair. At least we think so. But that's a very, very cool thing. And the VIP package comes with a couple of very important things, like a festival merch bag,
yep,
which has some goodies in it. And you also have an open bar on Saturday and Sunday from 5 to 7.
Right. That's always fun.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And the other thing I want to say is we have, along with the main stage that we've been talking about, we have a second performer space in the Cider House on Saturday and Sunday as well. We're calling the Writer's Room. And this was curated entirely from public submissions from local artists. And we're going to have four sections of 90 minutes each where we feature a whole host of local singer-songwriters from the Hudson Valley, Catskills, and New York City area.
Oh, that's super cool. I'm looking forward to that. And one of the artists I see has a great name, Palm of Granite.
Yeah, I'm as curious as you are.
But it's going to be a great event, and that is a little respite. You can go and get away from the sun and hang out in the writer's room, and that's going to be at 3 to 4:30 and then again at 5:30 to 7. And that's happening on both Saturday and Sunday. And don't miss out on the Metal Arc in the Round. That is, again, a separate ticketed event. So if you want to go to that, Dan, what's the best way to get tickets?
That would be metalarcfest.org. And I'll say the Friday event has extremely limited capacity. Mm. We're going to be in that very cozy cider room. So we're selling tickets for that, and there are a few left. I'm not sure if we're going to have walk-ups, but we might have a few. But I would say if you're interested in the Friday event, now is the time.
And it's encouraged to get tickets now for the Metal Arc Fest for both Saturday and Sunday. You don't want to be shut out because they're kind of nearing the sellout. And if you want to be part of it, come on down and get tickets.
We have advanced pricing until the advanced tickets close, and that's going to be roughly the night before on Saturday, Sunday. You know, you can learn everything else on the website, metalarcfest.org. We have a frequently asked questions. We have attendee information, what to bring, what not to bring, all that good stuff.
Mm. Yes. And bring smiles. They're free. Dan, thank you so much for being here. We're really looking forward to this weekend's event. I'm looking forward to hosting the event from the stage and being with you and all the great people. The Stone Ridge Orchard, just one second about the venue, is a magical place. And the people who are there are very friendly. They're wonderful people. And there's beverages to be had of all kinds. There's food to be had. And it is encouraged to bring the family.
Yeah, and I'll say one, actually, I'll give you a scoop, Rick, because we just were able to work out having Harana Market at the event. So we're going to have, which is a really highly regarded and James Beard award-winning food purveyor from Akard.
Wow.
We're going to have them and a few other food trucks as well
cool.
on the site. Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. And it's a lot of local food that's made with love, and you're going to enjoy everything about the Metal Arc Music Festival. MetalArcFest.org. The schedule, the lineup is available. Get tickets, and all the questions you may have will be answered on the website. Dan, thanks a lot for being here, and I look forward to seeing you this weekend.
My pleasure, Rick. Look forward to seeing you as well.
All right. It's the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZEN.